sing to my guitar. It's late and I can't stay. The secrets of the heart. Do 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 sing to my guitar. It's late and I can't stay. The secrets of the heart. Do 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 do.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to a little show that I like to call Foxtrot. And it's where I play music that I think is good and or interesting. That's the tagline I've landed on. And the song that we just listened to that I thought was good and or interesting was Secrets of the Heart by Andrew Kenny. I think it's a little hauntingly beautiful. I think this is a song that was on my Discover Weekly, and I was like, yeah, that could start out a Foxtrot installment. And look at it, it did. Kind of has this Sufjan-esque quality, which is just like kind of a guy singing softly with acoustic guitar. But you know what? It works on me. Sue me. It works. Okay, I have a lot of music to play today, so I'm going to try to keep my talking to a minimum. That probably won't happen, but that's okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to jump right in. Here's Frog.
Thank you. inside the country. He went out for some air amid an awful night of eating household objects on a dare. A tea towel, a handful of refrigerator magnets, and a watch. He staggered through the mudroom, got sick out in the street. The towel in tiny pieces, magnetic letters, neat and now arranged in such a way that they should spell his lover's name. And time was of the essence. The engine turning over, the summons and the shot. He could not recall the number, but he knew it was a lot. His belly warm with drink, he leaned into the freeway in the night. Investigating exit ramps, waiting for a sign. Scanning up the AM band, sliding down the vine. Last night. me in your head all weekend. Shivers and butterflies. I get the shivers when I look into your eyes. I can tell that you're all in, 'cause I can hear your heart beating.
Okay, we just listened to Padam Padam by Route 500. Just before that, we listened to Black Oak by Slaughter Beach. Dog. And right before that, we listened to Rubbernecking by Frog. Longtime fans of Foxtrot know that I've been a Frog truther. Frog as in the band. Although, I'm kind of a truther for the animals as well, I guess you could say. But I meant the band here. I've been a Frog truther for a while. And this one comes from their debut, which is also their self-titled, I guess you could say. And I think it's like kind of funny. Like, I think it's still good, but it's almost like he's, I don't want to say his vocals are bad here, but you listen to them and you're like, oh, that sounds a little painful. And it kind of works, I feel like, in the end. I feel like it conveys the whole point of the song, which is just this like raw intensity, and for that I think it's good as well as interesting. Yep, that's right, I'm following the tagline of my show called Foxtrot that has that tagline. So yeah, shout out Frog. I saw them live last March, April, and it was good. So yeah, shout out again to Frog. Black Oak by Slaughter Beach Dog. This one is just kind of a jam. Like, I don't know what else to say. It's like the little guitar riff, you're like, you can't help but kind of nod your head back and forth, up and down, the whole thing, the whole spectrum of motions that one's head can make. It's also just like a classic Slaughter Beach Dog, and that the writing has wonderful imagery. Ugh, that's just like, I'm tired. I don't know why I said that like that. Yeah, kind of a lovely song. I don't have much else to say. But you kind of like, every time, it's not a beat drop, but every time that riff kicks in and the instrumental, you're like, yeah! Let's go. How long can he keep this going? And he keeps it going for like 7 minutes. Yeah, something like that. So Shout out SBD. And then finally, Padam Padam by Route 500. This, of course, is a cover of the club anthem by the same name, by the artist whose name I'm forgetting, but I think she's Australian. And I knew that version before I heard this cover. This cover is really funny, I think, just so seriously taking Padam Padam, but at the same time, it goes a little crazy. Like, I was singing along. I don't know. Route 500 just really kills it here. This is the only thing I know by them, and I'm cool if it's the only thing I know by them, because it goes hard. So, yeah. Shout out Route 500, and shout out the queer anthem that is Padam Padam, as so they said in a post talking about that. Okay, more music here. We're gonna go across the Atlantic, in it. Okay, I don't know why I'm gonna play music. Oh, I'm sorry.
Walk up to regret. Walk up to a place you'll never forget. You pass as a pregnant guard, the red paradise of dreams and scars. Leg scars, arm scars, stomach scars lead by far. The marks of the old country start. The old cliche, exploitation blues. The offers no young, hungry things could refuse. May as well say, as I walk up, walk up, walk up for love on your lunch break. Walk up, walk up, walk up to see God, to see sweet Jane. You still smell her snatch as you troll the accounts, flip through the company books. You can say your road coat tales of blind chance. I know you itch for romance. Another lonely executive cunt. The kind that only knows how to pay to touch. In the boardroom, your fish fingers shake hands with the top flight men. Check your balls for lumps once they've lived. Is that new? Is that work? And is it supposed to? Am I alive? Is she sleeping with her eyes open? There's a place for your briefcase, but watch out for the wandering God, to see sweet Jane, to pay for it.
Talking about home. I ain't got no home. I ain't got no home. Ain't got no town. Ain't got no friends. Ain't got a frown. I am unhappy, and that's the truth. I got to work.
Once he starts playing, he never stops, that damn boy.
Stay for a week in sunny Donami with me. Sleep when we're dead with the boys in the bed up all night. Then he gets in for a swim, 'cause the water's good for him. And that light is a knife, and it cuts right through your eyes. Stay for a week, sunny.
Cheers.
Okay, we just listened to Dreams by the Cranberries. I'm sure you've heard that one. Donegmead by Pillow Queens. And Walk Up by Jordy Greep. So if any listeners out there are astute, I guess I should say, you may have noticed that all of those artists came from across the pond. One being British and the other two being Irish. And I will explain that in like 45 seconds. But the first song we listened to was Walk Up by Jordy Greep. I think it's a soft G, Jordy Greep. That comes off his new album, The New Sound. I'm going to be honest. I listened to this album and I think the jury is still out on whether or not I like it. Like, I know he's a very talented and sort of a visionary musician. Like, I get that. But I feel like he just kind of has a shtick, right? Where it's like, ooh, I'm starting out kind of soft with this sort of talking voice. Oh, whoa, things get crazy. Have you guys ever heard of jazz before? Listen to these rhythms. Whoa, crazy instruments. And then that's like every song. And it gets a little just like tiring. And you're like, okay, like, Let's take a little bit of a break, Jordy. But this song is fun. Really, I only am playing this because of the end, where it just kind of randomly becomes like a random pub song. It almost sounded like the music you hear when you're on Splash Mountain. So I thought that was quaint and nice and sweet and beautiful. So that's why I played that. Shout out Jordy Greep. And again, I could see like me listening to this album like a few days from now and being like, oh my god, I get it now. But like, it's tiring after a while. So sorry, Jordy. Next, Donegmead by Pillow Queens. These guys are Irish. And so the reason why I'm listening to a lot of Irish music these days is because I just had a midterm for my History of Modern Ireland class, which if any tough students are listening, phenomenal class. You should take it when it comes up again. It's great. But while I was studying, I listened exclusively to music from Ireland. Specifically, a lot of that came from my Irish indie mix that exists on Spotify for some reason. And this is one of the songs called Donegmead by Pillow Queens. Don't know anything about them except for the fact that they're Irish. Shout out the glorious and proud nation of Ireland. And yeah, it's good. It's fun. I don't have anything else to say, really. Shout out Ireland. And then finally, Dreams by the Cranberries. I was also listening to a lot of the Cranberries while I was studying. And can you blame me? I actually had an epiphany today. I've since taken the midterm. Oh, I have a whole other story about that I'm not going to tell. But I've since taken the midterm. And I was listening to Dreams by the Cranberries today. And I came to the conclusion that the last minute of that song is like the best the song has ever sounded. Like, the vocals are just crazy, and, like, the yodeling in the background is so guttural, but so effective. I don't know. I think it's just beautiful. And I know it's not, like, a crazy take to say the Cranberries are kind of good. But they are. So, again, shout out the Cranberries, and shout out the beautiful nation of Ireland. But you know what? There's also one more thing I would like to shout out. Hey, everyone. Let's all stop what we're doing right now and take a moment. Felt good, huh? Of course, they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments, goofy moments, or teaching moments. Doesn't really matter, because every time dads take a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. This has been brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council. That's right. Shout out fathers. Shout out my dad. I think my dad took many moments to make a moment for me. So, yeah, if you're a dad, you should do that. It helped me, I think, develop as a person. Okay, I'm running out of time. I'm just going to play music. I'm having a great time. I hope you all are, too. Okay, here's some bay, some Magdalena Bay, I should say. Nice rhyme.
Scaring you off, oh, I wanna dance, I wanna learn. you're breaking my heart, my God. I think I might have loved you too much. Baby, on the burner and my throne, things are for. I didn't mean to make a fuss. Vampire in the corner, just a bump in the dark, my God. It's only 'cause I love you too much. Gets any sun, I hang my head down, let the bees do their buzz. Baby, on my rainy day, the start and the flood, my God. It's only 'cause I love you too much. Vampire in the corner, am I scaring you off? For I wanna dance, I wanna learn how to love. Someone call the corner, 'cause you're breaking my heart, my God.
Built on thinking too long. Canadian winters at home with your sisters, the romance was hard to ignore. You were beautiful. I was happy to fall. Searching, that's how I picked up the phone. Happy to hear you remembered the view. So glad to assume it was fate. I thought at the time it was clear. Thank you.
stood at the station, the plan and a pocket of poems. Heroically tragic, bearded and blind with obsession. I'm a car without hope, too close to the ditch to go far. Showed you my field, I said this is my field, but you weren't. You said, why are we here? Your motives are clear. In this room with a view, there's so much of you.
Can you even imagine in the Charvet caves, women painting on the wall pictures of their memories, pictures of their stories, pictures of their love affairs, pictures of their world.
Okay, we just listened to Oh How We Drift Away by Tim Heidecker and Wiseblood. Just before that, we listened to In Love With A View by Mojave 3. And right before that, we listened to Vampire in the Corner by Magdalena Bay. I'm going to be really quick. Okay, Vampire in the Corner by Magdalena Bay. That comes off their new album, Imaginal Disc. It's really good. I'm probably not the first one to tell you that. You should listen to it. This is a good song from it. Shout out Magdalena Bay. Shout out Vampire. Shout out Corner. Shout out Closed Spaces. Next, In Love With A View from the band Mojave 3. For those who don't know, this is, I don't know if it's too active, the side project of the main guy from Slow Dive. For whatever reason, he got really into making sort of like this weird folky, not really shoegaze, but a little shoegazy music that has some rock and country elements. Of course, it has country elements, it's folk. And this is the opening track off of their album, Excuses for Travelers. I think it's really fun. I enjoy the instrumental buildup. I think it's really good. And I don't have a ton to say. I remember I read the Pitchfork review of this album. They didn't really like it. I disagreed. I think it's pretty good. And yeah, shout out In Love With A View. Shout out Mojave 3. Shout out Deserts. Okay, finally, Oh How We Drift Away by Tim Heidecker and Wiseblood. Tim Heidecker, of course, is a comedian. He doesn't really sing in this song, I'm pretty sure. He just kind of, I don't even know what he does. I assume he wrote the lyrics, but Wiseblood really is a star here. I think her delivery is really beautiful. And also, I was reading the lyrics, and I think they're equally beautiful. Shout out Tim Heidecker if he really wrote that. Sometimes the song is really good for a good melancholy walk through Tufts University campus, or any university campus for that matter. And I think that if you really just need to be emotional and send your thoughts about the people in your life who aren't there anymore, and it makes you really sad, I think this is a song really, that's really good for that. And yeah, shout out Sam Heidegger, shout out Wiseblood, shout out the concept of forming bonds with beautiful people, and then those bonds being so beautiful that you mourn them when they're gone. Okay, that was pretty fast. Thank you everybody for listening to this week's installment of Foxtrot. I had a pretty good time. It was pretty chill, pretty mellow. I hope you guys enjoyed the chill, mellow vibe that I was cultivating tonight. I know I did. I'm pretty tired, so that was that kind of vibe. If you enjoyed listening to me talk, or enjoyed the music that I played, or enjoyed both of those things, which I'd be very, very thankful for, I am here with my show Foxtrot every week, Wednesday nights or Thursday mornings, however you want to phrase that, at 1 a.m. So feel free to join me again. We have a great time here at Foxtrot. Foxtrot Nation is loud and proud. And please join if you would like. Okay, We're going to close out with some Sweet Trip, specifically Pretending from their album You Never Know Why. Thank you all so much for listening. I don't think there's a show after me, but feel free to listen to The Automation. Again, this has been Noah, and you're listening to the 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah. Okay. See you all next week. Here is Sweet Trip.